Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a true musical genius who needs no introduction.
It's lit.
Interesting. From Super Bowl, the most recent Super Bowl, honoring SpongeBob SquarePants, the creator, who just passed away this year, as a matter of fact. Might be one of the things that shows up in Google Trends coming up here. We're going to be having that conversation as SpongeBob turns 20. But I'm joined this morning by Kayla Conti, Google Trends expert here at WCCO Radio. She is talking about the things that are that you were looking at Google. Good morning, Kayla. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Let's talk about these things, and we'll count them down to sort of number one here. But at number five, Burger King tacos. What's the story there?
Yeah, a little bit of an unexpected twist here. On Tuesday, Burger King announced that they've added $1 tacos to their menu nationwide. The new crispy tacos are filled with ground beef, cheese, then deep fried and topped with lettuce. So plenty of people are asking questions about these new tacos coming to the Burger King menu. One of the top trending questions being, why is Burger King selling tacos? I myself would like to know.
Yeah. I like the fact that they assemble them and then deep fry them.
Yeah, I guess when they say crispy tacos, they really mean crispy here.
Apparently. At number four, this one is not a surprise to me that it made the Google Trends list here. At number four, it's a show that is just tremendous popularity. Stranger Things released their new season.
Yes, season three of the Netflix original hit Stranger Things debuted this past week, and the season drummed up a ton of 80s nostalgia, especially with the rise of the Starcourt Mall. And a lot of paraphernalia around Stranger Things is seeing a resurgence. You can even get your very own Stranger Things Polaroid camera that comes with special Hawkins-themed film. So plenty of people are tuning into the show. I myself binge-watched the entire season in one day. And search interest in, is there a Stranger Things 4? Spiked over 2,450% this past week. So people are already gone through season three and are focused on what's next for season four. So a lot of good chatter happening.
I was going to look it up myself. I was going to go to the Google. Stranger Things, they made a mistake with something that they put up for some of their paraphernalia from the era that it just wasn't there at the time. And I forgot what the story was. I'll have to go back and see if I can find that one. Yes. Trending at number three, chatting with Kayla Conti, the Google Trends expert here, Wimbledon. And I suppose a lot of people looking in on that to see where some of their favorites stand. And I think that young Coco Gauff probably brought a lot of attention.
Yes, she did. She's been the talk of the tournament, especially after beating her childhood idol Venus Williams in the earlier rounds. But unfortunately, Coco was cut out of the tournament at the 16th round, so she won't be heading into this weekend's finals, but Serena Williams will be, and she's chasing her 24th Grand Slam singles title. So plenty of searches about Wimbledon this week. Who's still left in the semifinals? What channel is Wimbledon on? When are the Wimbledon finals? And then, as you said, people searching for some of their favorite players, including Serena, Coco, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and a lot of others.
Yeah, indeed. How about Tropical Storm Barry? That's a story that's been leading our news this morning, but it's a story that is making a lot of headlines, and
exactly.
It's because of the heavier amounts of rain. That's number two in the Google Trends.
Yeah, the Tropical Storm Barry has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to make landfall as a hurricane as early as Saturday morning along the coast of Louisiana. At least 14 cities across the coast, including New Orleans, Grand Isles, Franklin, were put on storm watch Thursday morning. So plenty of people are trying to track the storm and take the proper precautions. Some trending questions include, where is Tropical Storm Barry? When will Tropical Storm Barry hit? Where did Tropical Storm Barry start? And search interest in Hurricane Barry 2019 passed. Spiked over 2,550% this past week in the U.S. So people really keeping their eye on this one.
And at number one, it's probably not a surprise, the U.S. women's soccer team coming back with their World Cup victory, back-to-back victories.
Exactly. They were welcomed home with a ticker tape parade in New York on Wednesday. So plenty of people were searching for how to tune into the parade to join in on the festivities. Search interest in the ticker tape parade and NYC spiked over 4,800% this past week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.